Lord is the best of the world. Living life for the Lord,
Crunch,
considered a mountain. So the probability would touch that, that lemon, not made of sugar, could have been ruined, not the metabolism. No. Could have had it in the metabolism. But I'm also in the right. Okay, yeah, here, so it's a little. All right. Whoa, metabolism, metabolism.
Why is it Karakia? That's the way. That's the only way. Okay? The other way is to be glad, yeah. The normal thing. So, Shimonai said that they had suggested. I'm sorry. He suggested Galatia, sorry. He said he called the left one, the second question. Not true. You're giving it to him. And second of all, no, this is his story. No. The master, the Evan also says that what you're doing and you are doing a job. The mother was, why? What do you put on a half roll of blood? He said, let's blood. So you put a leech on your arm and start to take the blood out. Are you tired or not tired? The Evan also is tired. Your mommy, the question is, Roman, child, it's just like a tool that you activate it. That was a natural phenomenon, but you're arranging it, you're right, monitoring it, right on top of it, you're doing it. But take the cow and say, yep, and the cow goes into the solution. You're back. Tool again? That's the internet goes right, it's better for it.
It's amazing.
Use the leech.
Mother is an alcohol.
Probably true, but Master. But then I would say that all the Shiva of Dharma would make you into a Master. No, I don't think there's enough of the Ashram. You take the Shabbat.
What's the
Shabbat? So I would go for later. Then on Shabbat, of course, that's my Rishon or Matir. Also, Hold up from my career on Shabbat. Maybe Shabbat not. I am Shabbat the cow, but it's not
enough.
Careful, even if it comes to your own eating, look at what great food is then. You know how to squeeze them, you know, they kind of have to when they go out there, and they start squeezing. Some of the people, some of the people, they don't know what they're doing. However, to press down to get the, you know, the meat off of the skin, that's what if you press down, and I wash my hands. If you press down this way, and not this way. I don't know if you're going to get on. This way, down to try to get as much as you can off. Look. This way, you
have to push it.
Doesn't matter. Although you can't fight from your arm. There's no way you can fight an arm in the air without having to come out. Does it make sense? No. It's not a great grenade. That's not close to you. If you're off my feet, you're going to be moving around. If the next time you're going to be moving around, I don't know what they do with that grenade. What are they running for? What are they throwing there? So that's a little way. Some of the food is now okay. It's not called sleep, it's called eating. Okay. It's not called getting back to the other question of sleep in general. So people are very prepared with somewhat questionable. Some of the heads have a hand. Mother on said if you have a hand, it's all right. But what the most is shown is only if you have a hand with hand on a brush. If you have a hand with a head to come. The rabbit sheep. That was, if you won't have a hand, it's always complete. That's it. So, you should not wear a shirt. What the writer of the shoe does, I don't know how to explain. It's like pouring out, it's like squeezing out. Well, it's complicated. Or a puzzle writer that you shouldn't use. Now, the only way you really want this is there for, if you want to have a thing, is with a synthetic material. It's not absorbed by itself. But the hapkira, you know, it's synthetic, but it's supposed to be discernible bristles, but there's a bottle brush. And they have dishwashing brushes too, which are, have discernible bristles. We can buy half and half. The problem is that they have a couple of ones, adobe, what they call, that has a little sponge inside, so that's out. They have a mesh, a non-mesh, I don't know if you have to. That's a problem, I think, because it doesn't absorb literally, but there's a lot of water trapped inside. It may be comparable to what's supposed to keep in the stair. Because the hair is going to absorb, they get trapped in the hair, which is the point of the way we assume it does to our bones. Because it looks like me. So, that's a problem. But this kind of synthetic or external, it should certainly be put to the bottom.
Paper
towels, they can't squeeze them out. You can pull them up, they can't squeeze them out.
Okay.
But most of them are that. It is interesting because the Mishnah Brura quotes the Chumrah, that you shouldn't, not only shouldn't you squeeze out a rag, you shouldn't even wet a rag. You shouldn't let a rag get wet in your cleaning process, in your wiping process, because you may come to do the on it. This is quoted in the B.L.A. part of Shin Chav 59. It's even an option of food. The Machlok is to use a dry front to absorb it and then put it away. The Machlok. For a measure, the sugar, which is then you take it. The paper, you should be careful, you don't keep it dry. You can pick it up in a dry cloth and throw it out.
What do you say, paper,
the
water
that's
sitting
around? I don't know what
you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. You know, if you're not, squeeze it out, you'll be allowed to start. But if you're not making that, it's there with the water tank.
But
it's over,
let's say,
you need mopping up. It's all wet. Now I'll do that.
What is the
difference between those vessels? I mean, it's going to have to be questioned before the rest of the question. Sorry? It's going to have to be questioned the same way. You can ask, you know, the vessel. What is the term of it? Here's the term. I didn't study the Tasha here against Rashi, against the Vein Lomarat. How do you say that Vein Lomarat? No king and watch is that name is Rakata, but after all, we have a case about the sea that says to us that the colors of God are not the other kind. It's a good question. Is it a
question?
Yeah, all right. So to say, he is the Rakata Mamas, there's just a little bit of him. What could, again, an interesting argument.
Oh,
One could have been found out, there's a big argument, let's check it out, it's a very important. Why let it go down? Why?
Leave the ground, yeah.
Leave the ground, right?
But looking for the ground. Feeling for the ground.
I'm suggesting here that the aim is Urukaka, but no such trees are not Urukaka, and dead trees are not Urukaka. How do I know dead trees are not Urukaka all over? We'll see later, that's okay. That's the question. Now that's why that's the problem. Well, that's why the life is different, because they think.
Yes.
Yes.
No.
What's the case? I milk the cat. None of us can drink the milk. If I eat a drink to do a cat, then I want to drink the milk from the cup. The milk from the cat. So Shabbos, what's the answer? The answer is, you'll be taking the milk out of the cat.
That's
not the The love of Gidula. The principle of Narada has a lot of Vidura, such was world. Drop by the sun. And we found it a good one. Like they found, we are found, and Rakam Ame made a whole good one of the muscle. The idea comes from Lord of Rakam Vidura. He wants to make a good one, like this. Like, quote the Rakam, a lot of the sun is here, the other way. If you have any image at all, you will die. So you just do it at level of the car, that's not the other car. This is the suggestion of power. If Yesh Imush alone will do a car, then Yesh Mahamir Akha Mahamir. He wants to suggest a fish. We said aim blank, get the blank. What does that mean? He says like this. Nothing will change, but English love official. Or the way it's not. It's not called the Lucado. The Lucado is in its pristine state. once it's changed, it's about process, it's all called the Lucado. And it is a very interesting line. It says in the Ram, the Kedusha Ram, and then in the Shemona Shvatim, no Elisha, but if you accept the Lataka, if you take wine, squeeze it out of a garment, you're fucked. In fact, they're telling you, the garment is the Lataka, goes to the ground, so there is a kind of garment, that's the Lataka. And the wine is the Lataka. What do you mean? Anything to do with this? No! Any beast that is in the natural state, if you take wine, put it in your garment, squeeze it out, that's not called the Lataka.
Here the rights of Abba Amir in a particular case. And the question is what? If you hold Ein Ma'am Ma'am Ma'am, you understand over here. Pick it up, it's that. Go Ein Ma'am Ma'am Ma'am, it's against the Gemara Kulten Gila on the day. You must give fourth answer. Ein Ma'am 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 Gila. So what he's saying is, the Rabbi was just us. Rabbi was Yesh Ma'am 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 The rabbi will stop at that right from school from during the day. The rabbi had an answer to the Kiddush, it's a Kiddush day in the lab, and he will have a big one from the Zulu, that's why he has to be nobody. But Abai, who says, hey, now I have a big one from the he can explain the multiple times of people that way. He's not forced with his assumption that you're quite often from the Zulu, and then without a lot of those who pass like Abai, perhaps you would not need more from the Zulu. That's the purple never come. Give a little problem there over in the Zulu. Take a time out. Oh, no. Okay, I better stop now because I don't know when I'm going back to the room, whatever. And we got it next week. Maybe we'll do Zohar, Bor, and Rock, and then stop at each other. Most of the very bottom line deal of the day is Hainu Zohar, Hainu Bor, Hainu Rock. Well, it says, you're right, but they both go on the Mishkan, they're ready for the calendar to separate us from office. That great top went out of the fundamental machlokas that is the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. That's the nature of the melacha of Zoreh. The Yerushalmi says that Harap Ruach, Chayim Shem Zoreh, who spits in the wind, and the wind comes and sprays the spit all over the place, Chayim Shem Zoreh. In that case, there's no separating between one type and another, it's all the same. What do you see? At the Yerushalmi learned that Zohar has nothing to do with Zohar. Zohar is merely taking an object and throwing it to the wind and it can separate it. Even if it's all the same size, it's
different. It's easier to remove the parts that you don't want to.
No, it's nothing to do with one. No difference.
So it doesn't
make a difference. Because if Yerushalmi, anytime it's anything into the wind and the wind blows it, that's called Zohar. That's Yerushalmi too. The Bavli, by asking the question, Haina Zohar, Haina Boros, they disagree. Therefore, the Ramah quotes the Yerushalmi, Zohar, Zohar, Beruah, Rukhul of the Tanish is over. That's the Ramah quote of Allah. And the Shia says Sifu Zayin. And we don't pass like the Ramah every time. Because the Ramah is calling Rishami, we pass like the Babi against Rishami. Not cool. Go away, not separate. So Rukhul Amaisa, the air is all canned. This kind of thing. But if you want to sit with it, there's a. Well, but it's aerosol can, of course, same thing. You take a liquid in its crescent and it just goes with it and spread. Might even consider that the sound of the wind. And one could argue with one through Shami, might be that maybe that's called Zora. But we don't find that through Shami. Right? It's not only that, the Edmund Tau. Mr. Bruce is the Pialoka. The Pialoka passes on the spot, so we don't, it's nice that we don't consider that like through Shami. You know, it doesn't go into the details of why, but it's the reason why. Shama is different. Now, I'm kidding, you gotta take the Shuba. Shuba's in the front. Now, if the Tao goes further, it would be the Shama that she costs and the Baba that she costs. What's the case? What if a person has a big mixture of opal and soul, and he separates some of the soul, not all, and he's tired of the front. He has a bushel of psalms. And takes away half a bushel. He's left with a bushel of psalms. Or a half a bushel of psalms. So the Rishami over here says, you're put. Nope, if you're put, or you can't pass it, then Zora is being a chil, if you like Zora. Why? You say, what exactly is Zora? You throw it up into the air, and a lot of the stuff blows away. What they call the chaff. But there's still plenty of psalms left. That comes down to a little bit of particles. Therefore, according to Rishami, the Sittasa, Rishami learns that the act of Bor is only when you completed the selection process entirely, since you haven't completed it over here, there shouldn't be any Chiyuv at all in Zohar. Therefore, the Rishami was compelled to let Zohar totally brand new Chiyuv and do a selection. He throws it in the air, it goes away, that's all the Chiyuv. That's the Rishami. The body of the Sittasa. The body of all the Metro, the body of all. So you take away a little bit of solar from all the Yubichai, the right of Shas Babli. And therefore the Babli consistently can hold that Zohar is in effect Chayim Shabor. It's also kind of a selection. I am not final. But now, if you want to take away some of the solar, you would be Chayim. Ah, probably before that he was Shami. What about Merake? I know Zohar, I know Zohar, I know Merake. So why are you Chayim on Zohar? Not the final act of Merake too. Well, for the answer is two different procedures. Because Bor is a heated and it's too weak. Rake or sifting is ready when it's chemical. So that's the sort of totally good. The final act of selection on the wheat is Bor. Adding and grinding, empty grinding and sifted, that's the new parsha. The grind is a totally new parsha. This is the great talent interpretation. Comes out of the fundamental machlokas to the Babi Rishami is the nature of Bor. According to Rishami, the Malachim is the Okal. Okal is the Kiyate, making a nice Okal. He's finishing it up. The Okal is beautiful now, totally selected and separated. That's the Malachim Bor. Then they really understand. Only if he's eliminated all the souls, then they only have the souls. So the Okal has to remain terrific. That's you to say Rishami. The Babi also knows. The Babi was the Malachim and the souls. Take away the soul, that exactly is the Malacha. I have asked the Malacha Shem is Bichu B'Gufa. I have to be the Rishonim is discussion about Lamor, the Ramban, the Suvav has discussion. And they say, about Lamor Tehna Pinani, the soul is Bichu B'Gufa, but this is one of the exceptions to the rule, and it's Bichu B'Gufa time. And the Ramban is the Rey, and I am Bichu B'Gufa for various reasons to show you, so I'm going into right now. But this is clearly they're assuming the Malacha is the soul. Fine. Therefore, what's the bottom line of all this? According to the Babli, Zohar, Bar, and Akla basically one. According to the Shabbat, it's a totally separate Malach. Go through a detail, that great town, the Hilfe Shgogos, I don't want to go into it right now. How many Kabbalahs did the time in Israel? I don't know, okay. A few of you should have been the Chol of Bahakir, but not Bahakir. Dr. Grover, if you want to say, you can. A third of Grover, Zohar, a third of Bar, a third of Barakir, is the Chayav Torah. So you do three different brothers, the only Chayav. So only one Torah. So it's Kumpel's Nilfus And it was struggle.
Not out of the plane.
What in fact is different between Zohar and Baraka? So we know the difference. Zohar is strong as winnowing, and Baraka is selective, and Baraka is assisting. But what's the critical difference? Maybe my father would point out with Rashi and Ravina Panama on this issue, perhaps. Because the Rav, Rav Yehuda Nadav, and I am valid, the difference is how you do it. Zohar is the wind, and Baraka is by hand, and Baraka is the flea. With Rashi, simply taking out. Rashi on Ayin Hay with Vegas, the very end before the next mission. Rashi says, Zohar take out the straw, Zohar take out the pebble, Baraka take out the thick flour. So, could be some of my problems, could be the other. They don't argue. There's not more trouble about this. Rashi. Okay, that's Zohar about Baraka. He'll have up a line so far, we'll get to soon. Before that, there's a lot of discussion on Ayin Dala about Tosech. Okay. What is the reduction of the conversation? What is the only opportunity of the conversation? Am I ready? I'm so upset. I bought it for the rabbi. Okay. It's very apparent to go back to the original thing. The mic, how many opposite are there? Very nice word. She can only opportunity of the conversation. Therefore what? Therefore what? If you do culture, it might be a part. What is culture? Crushing and taking off a certain shell that the honey doesn't want to take off. Honey with that shell. So is it a Nemalot? Is it a Nemalot? Is it a Nemalot? The Pasha as it is, the wild ones count it. The Ramban, others say, it's all of dust. Black fresh. That's it. All people think about it, why is it a separate app? It's not a separate app. But a Nemalot would be, it's all of dust. The Ramban. Rashi seems to say that the Ramban no? Rashi seems to say. Rashi meant on. Look. Half a god that avoided the business for Admalof, he came with a son of a dog, it's not kind of love. The Rashi is an Admalof. For the Rashi, we do dos and kosher, some of these are kosher and kosher. We do dos, some of these are kosher. Two. How many of the kosher we decide to do all the love? What? First of all, we have a Rashi before with Zoreya and Zome. Remember that? Rashi and Zoreya and Zoreya have two Kavanas. Right? But I made it ready for it. Not 41. Once did it crack to 39? Not to you. Apparently, Rashi has a concern with number 39. That's the only obstacle up. You can have unique cases where you'd be high with extra problems. I feel actually well, I should simply be consistent over here. Okay. Fine. Ramah, we mentioned last week, is matter the peeling of garlic. I mean, it was matter the peeling of garlic. Remember that? So the we are love and quote the cash from Rabbi Kivay. The end of Shin Papal, the few said. Ramon says, call it Shum and Lialta. Says the Bir Alapha. I'm Rabbi Kivay. Shiksha would be there. And I'm not sure if Rashi would stop Ayan Dalit. So the Tsunami Kosej, in other words, if you want to have a Kosej, in these cases, we are feeling the gold. It's Zisha Bakushya, and Rashi and Rabbi Kivay goes okay. Vladir Zaydi is some of the Pshitas. The Gemara, I would call it Biyad. Bahasa, because it's the last session to between Kashi and Kamodash. The Ash can't help but dream in the Kol Efkim, the Shumbina, the Lepsnaf, the Shabbat, and the Shabbat, or the Mishnah. The Moshe Mashi Shabbat Gemara. But on the left of Kosh, the Mishnah, was Chris Rashi. Velo amin she yotze zemi fi akon el kivege. Rak me eiz a town to tow it. The old trick. Whenever you don't want that, whenever you want to really ram at somebody, you say, he doesn't say it, a town to tow it. Of course, it's ridiculous. I mean, whatever you know, kivege say it. Kivege is just a prisoner. You have to say it for himself. I can't tell me it's not a town. Kivege is not a town. Look, I was just a good writer. Heretic. Ότι κάποιοι δεν έχουν κάνει βαμό. Τα βαμό δεν έχουν κάνει βαμό. Mr. Brewer himself, Kofa Chu himself said, who I think Papu is going to go to the camp. Κάτι το δικά
The character of the Kashi, how could it be about the Kashi? The answer I think is very simple, that the Ramad Mekal is the Kashi, and it's been used by a lot of years, for months, a year. You do it today, it's rough. But in the case of the Ramad Mishnapur over here, I'm talking about onions and apples, very frequently it's not for immediate use, and therefore if you do it for immediate use, it would be moved. Okay. Right, all seven of us, literally dust. But anyway, it's governed by the same laws of dust. Dust is definitely out there, closest to it. Okay. This is as far as culture. Now the Gemara has a long discussion about Torah, which I'm not going to go into. I'm just going to refer you, if you want to know, there are different sheets of exactly what Chayyim and what's Pasir, what's Wutter, as far as Torah is concerned. There are three sheets. The Rav, the Rashi, the Tosfos. And they tell the whole Arichas to explain how each and everyone got it from the Gemara. That's a very textual nature to inspire the details. I'm just referring you. The very beginning of the Lepid Borah, the first discussion, the Great Tao, goes through this whole sugya at length, the Sutta, the Arap, the Rashi. The bottom line, we pass it like that. The Arap, but the order to the Sutta requires three conditions. Famous three conditions that everybody knows. You get Otham, you get Solet, the Alter, the Yad. Only if these three conditions are met, is it considered Derech Achila. Derech Achila is what? Okay, that's the nature of that. Now, again, the Tosef Kashi, that's Rashi. If you look in the back, you find out if you can answer all the Kashi can be answered. Maram, that's not going to go into the details. Now, the very important question, definition, as far as Torah is concerned. That day, and they pile the coats on the bed. And they come and say things to do it. You want to get your coat? If your coat's piled on the dirty other coat, what's the difference? You need to borrow it to pull your coat out? You can't see your coat. Totally piled on the coat. Come and check it. Not 1 minute, though. So there's a one. You still need to wear the coat. Whatever you want, you only want one coat. So, say you have a fruit bowl, and the apples and oranges. The apples are on top, the oranges are on the bottom. You want an orange. May you reach for the oranges by removing all the apples. So that's what I like. That was the bar. So the Mishnah Brewer make it. There's only need to a borer when the objects are mi'u-ravim. Mi'u-ravim means they're all mixed up, mixed in. The Mishnah Brooks is going to be all up on its own, but there are many other Akbar who say the same thing. Or Sameach said it, Turk said it, Aruch HaShulchan said it, Hazanish said it. They all said it, but each one said it a bit amazing on their own. Each one says it in a different way, for different reasons. And of course, what each one, the question is going to become, what's the definition of Saruvus? What's the fit of the sin? Aruch HaShulchan says that Saruvus means if it's not discernible to the naked eye. Discernible, clearly, you can see each and every piece. The apples and oranges in a bowl, in a glass bowl. So you can see each and every apple, you can see each and every orange. They're totally separate. And therefore, all the oranges are on top and apples on the bottom. You can reach to get the apples, even remove the oranges to get them. It's not
both of them.
Raisins and peanuts and almonds are much smaller. There are 100 of each and they all mix them together. You can't see each one. It's just a big
you can see one by one.
You can see the same thing by pebbles of wheat.
So
it's not going to be the borrowing barley. Parrot says that you look at a pile full of wheat pebbles, you can't see exactly. So again, you have to draw a line somewhere. The Aruch HaShulchan points out, you cannot give any firm definition. The parameters are, A, the size of the object, and B, the proximity to one another. Those are the parameters. If the same as wheat pebble, then it's all. If it's apples and oranges, much bigger, then it'll be butter. That would be one of the criteria. How many, how big? Now, both, all these things go into play. If you have one raisin and one almond, it's not considered a taruf. Maybe not. Depends. It could be a smaller thing, which might depend on how many there are. Okay, one raisin and one almond is okay. Two is also okay. It's hard to give it. There are for sure that it's impossible to write down in print, he says, rather than my paper, what, how big. It all depends on every situation. Now, What about a smaller color?
I don't know. You really can't find one. It's a problem. You really can't. It's not determinable. It's 25 total.
The problem is that you're going to take the solar.
Right. Your clothes on the bottom. And you want to get remove all the other.
So
Mr. Brewer says, the man has a different definition. It's a very nice definition. He says, you have wheat and pebble. Now, this wheat, the wheat which is mixed with pebble, all the wheat is used together. Right? You take all the wheat, you grind it, you make flour, you make bread, cake, hamantash. It's all used together. They have been one to and the rocks are getting in the way. But orange and apple, you don't use it all together. You eat one orange, you eat one apple at a time. You put on one soda at a time. No problem. But the nuts and the raisins, then it might be a problem. You usually have a lot of them at a time. That's where it gets a little bit definition thick. Some dogs will lose the dogs. Don't think I have one raisin, one apple. I think a whole handful of raisins and apples. It's a very gray area. But the quarter of cement definition, it's only used to avoid using the whole thing is used together.
Yeah?
I guess it's all about labels for now. Anybody else?
Right, that's right.
You don't like one, you don't like the grape, you don't like the peach.
That's the math definition, that would be the culture for sure, it's a little bit difficult.
What about the fly in the soup? Proverbial fly in the soup.
I think the most common, I never had a fly, I don't think I've ever had a fly in the soup. I do remember on Kippur having a little piece of sock for it sometimes. When I eat someone's house with them, my, if you have bamboo, what would happen? If you have
Pine, I don't know, but the fly is such so clearly discernible, something totally external and separate, should be looked at. As a matter of fact, there are pasukim who are made. Mr. Bereke, at the beginning of Shemir Tet, both pasukim who are made. Mr. Brewer himself is not, like the other rabbis. The question is why? Bereke is cut in days, Shemir Tet is cut in days of Mako, for the above mentioned reason. The Arapa is Tif Tezayin, most close to Asr. The question is why? Let me explain. So the Chazanish explains. It's very interesting. He says that there's no problem of the actual fly. The fly is separate. The fly is totally separate. The fly doesn't relate to the soup at all. It's a totally separate entity. The shaila is that the fly is wet. The fly has soup on it. And the soup that's on the fly is also an edible. No one wants to eat the soup which is resting on the wings of the fly. I can't take a shot of it. No one wants to, like a train, okay? No one wants to eat it for sure. Now this soup, which is directly on top of the fly, is mixed in with the rest of the soup. The transition, the interval is not taking the fly out of the soup, but taking the soup, which is on top of the fly, for the rest of the soup. So what do you do with the mitzvah? He takes a big spoon
take the big spoon, and you take out a whole tablespoon full of soup. Well, what do you mean by that? You haven't separated the slides from the soup. Well, the soup directly from the slides from the rest of the soup. No, you've taken out an entire spoonful of soup. What you've done is you've taken out all those solos together from the oven. That's only the bowl. Because you haven't taken the solos away from the oven. You've taken oven plus solos away from the oven. The solos are still with the oven together. That's all right. I love the light again, find the soup for it. Pawn, take out a big tablespoon, so pull all the gas. Beautiful. Yeah.
Take one out.
And we're going to make the shiny bars by the other.
that a riot?
I
think so. Mahon Guru? I never heard of that. Shiva, I don't believe it. I don't believe it, to be honest. But I don't believe it's all right. That's all. All right. Fine. Now, what about Gauri when it comes to bones from the fish or fish from the water? It's a very serious question. So, the Aloha, you said you wanted, perhaps you decided Aloha. He said, close to my brother, talk about it. And he said, the things that my brother could have shown him to. And my brother said, I'm bound against the rush. So the Bill Aloha said, it's important to know. He said, these things that are not the my brother, see, they're falling, but my brother said, I'm bound in the rush. That's, this Dalit, she said, Dalit, people are asking my brother. Of course, my brother, Mali Apalachia, Mali Salon, later on. He thinks that my brother said, I'm bound in the rush. Why? Because the Ramban said the following, and I quote, because the very big question, what the Ramban really means. Listen carefully. She ain't there afraid of the cop. Ella, ka okel u matza pistola tachaticha shu okel u matrish pistola tachaticha shu okel u shemut end quote. I'll say it again. Ella, ka okel u matza pistola tachaticha shu okel u matrish pistola tachaticha shu okel u shemut. What does that mean? It's the same. One more time. Elaka okel, and what's up, solus, the chaticha shu okel, umafish solus, because of okel, shamut. What's he saying? He's saying, he's saying, that means the fish, and you're taking the bones off, not 5 minutes before, 10 minutes before. But not as you're eating, take the bones out and put it in your mouth, the water out. Take the pit out, put it right in your mouth. Even though I'm not, it's with it. Hazanish says it means that it's in your mouth already. He's spitting it out. That's the Hazanish shot. But the whole group shot. But the Ramana meant to say what the Mishnah Berurah said he said. And therefore, the Yochanan is a vehement opponent of this hector of immediate views, as you know. An interesting statement which is printed by Zion Post, Lord. So, and Zion Post said the statement of the Shabbat, it's called Chizuk of Ezian. So, the Americans saw a few that I spoke to said, ah, crazy statement, somebody's coming. He said it to B'nai Brach, because you used the statement there. Kuru. Which Kuru they like? This Kuru. And he wrote now, in trouble having separated bones of fish or fish in the watermelon, maybe he's going to sell a car in Mexico to take the bones out first and the fish out first. Right before you leave, Mamish. They were furious when they brought it. Chazanish answered it. No. Answered the Chazanish. They wouldn't have used it in the Beit Jan. That's what he told them. And Machan himself told me, I'm telling you.
He's in the
in some college, I don't believe it's a Jew. The best part of war, I think, is a child of Shri Tashad. The word Ramban. The person takes fish, puts it in his mouth. If he's a filet, then he's suddenly with some foot. If he's the bone, the danger, pull it out of his mouth. Right? Pull it out, the big bone, pull the bone out, it's back to his mouth. That's what it would mean. It would be gross for the fish in circle would be rousing. So, perhaps it's the Ramban means. What, it's a little better than Hazanish, right? It means spitting it out. Spitting it out, one second. Spitting it out, the word mouth is a little bit dumb.
No,
according to the Shabbat God, the word mouth makes sense, right? A little bit less. It says, what's the comparable to? To okel. Umotzav solos v'chaticha shehu okel. So he's eating it mouth, and he finds solos v'chaticha. Umafish solos v'chaticha. This is just the first possibility. Either it means, again, the three Pshat of the Ramban. Either it means he pulled it out before, as the Mishnah Berurah, they riled him also. Or maybe he sits it out, combination, with everything is awesome. Or it's Shvita Shabbat in between. He put it in and he pulled it out and takes out of the top. What was it?
No, I understand.
In the Ramban. But the Mishnah Berurah says, although he thinks the Ramban is maker, he thinks the Rosh is not. Why? Because the Rosh passed the support of the Shabbat later on, he says, I am. He says the water which has worms in it, the matter. You want to drink the water and leave out the worms. So, you're allowed to take, go like this, take a cup and put a little cloth, go like this. The water goes through the cloth and it jump stays outside. Why? The Rosh says, because ain't them ain't malacha almost. It's not considered the main malacha. So, apparently it's going to do it to me. Just do it like right before, second before. You'd be not allowed. You hear me? Don't you imagine it? Ain't them ain't malacha. Why are they giving them a bad test? Why are they starting?
We
only separate
out the
one
the small
time, and that's
the
split thing. Okay,
that's
one reason. What's another reason? Because it's clean. Exactly, it's a clean. Okay, that's a funny line. I'm going to buy a thanks for my Sabbath for one summer. I think it was 16 and a half years ago. And he knocked off the ride that way. He said, what kind of ride is this? It was a ride, all right. He's from the rust. The rust come out of Klee.
It
doesn't matter. Klee is Usher. Klee is Usher. Even the altar, even Namish the altar, therefore it's only matter because names are Amalok. But if it was Ibiyah, maybe he's. Maybe he's. Sorry?
So
it's
not
Mamma
Rosa.
So therefore what?
So then Namish is called Mamma Rosa. Why should the person be called also? He's doing better than the Klee.
What is the offer of so? One day of Tila, one time of Tila. So the Shah of Tila, Mamish, is always for the Tila. That's the problem. Okay? So that's as far as the Yad, as much as the Kree, that's not never the same label as the Tila. Kree is not the Tila. I thought what one could possibly refute both of those Tila, but neither Rav of Shabura is Rukhah, not the Rav of Hukhah, nor Abba, nor Abba, nor Abba, so let's back to Machlok, to Abu Rafia, or to Rabbi Saron. So, who wins? It was probably Allah. Who wins in Machlok, to Rabbi Saron? I don't know. I don't know. The Chazanish is not, he said, you can't do anything, no cool. Fatty, bones and meat, what do you do? It's pulled on both. It will give you the benefit of the doubt, pull the bar off of the stone. You take the bone of the fish, you go like this. You're pulling each from the other, right? So you're, how do you label it? So give you a break, label it as open without the soul. So you have bone and fish, bone and meat, you cut the chicken and the bone, right? And you separate the two, one from the other. So we'll give you the benefit of that, we'll pull it all open without the soul. That's what happens. Yes?
But wouldn't it be even better to leave the frozen place for the whole?
You can do it, I just find out what to eat. Because it won't work for watermelon fish and for fish bone. In all cases. One little bone. It won't work. It's bitter. Yeah.
Could say somebody doesn't like to eat the skin
of
the chicken.
Yeah.
So
how do
you
chicken? We'll get that. Tomorrow. Okay. Now. The one way to throw the chicken with the skin is to take off not only the skin but a little bit of chicken too. That's part of the head over here too, it's possible. take a little bit of, it's not practical opportunity. It's not too practical. Okay. What's the din l'maisa of the Yisrael? Moshe Feinstein Pasch, quoting, you got that, Igris Moshe, Orachayim, Chelech, Dalit, who just came out, and he copied all the things from Shimon Ayat Tehid, when he wrote this. He passed it, that Mutter Kekir, why Mutter Kekir? Is there a Hakil of anything which is no choice? There's no other way to eat it, so you have to be able to serve Hakil. So it's in the Makorbus, my reason. But all of you have a lot, you have a compromise. If you can do it, if you can manage otherwise, then you don't label it there. It's the other way there. If there's no other way, then this is there. The king, you can't give the watermelon to the fish. So it's clearly dangerous for both of the fish. You have to select the bones of the fish. But for the idiot, that is an under-hero. Or, for example, if you, for reasons of etiquette or other sensitivities, you can't do it. You cannot spit out the fish of the watermelon or the bones of the fish. You can't do it. You can't bring yourself to eat that way. So for you, it's looker to pull the bones and the pits out of the body of you. For you, it's there, there's no choice. This is your day about you. That's what I'm sure. No other way? What's the right? Mr. Brewer-Bosch is his good. Then it should help out. How about taking a plum pit out? Put the plum out, what do you do? Mr. Brewer says that you're out of the wood. You're out of the wood. Why? No other way. There's no choice. So, there's no choice. There's a choice. Eat around the pit, or hold the plum and squeeze and the pit will fall out, or cut the cord and the pit will just get off. All the funny ways to do it. Says, don't do it funny ways. You do it considered a normal way. It's not normal if you do it that way. That's not considered an alternative. And therefore, if you're not allowed to pull the pit out, that's what they're going to do. Everybody's standing over here. Not considered a normal way for you. This is the goodest lieutenant upon the court. The guy that picked up the weapons and all the bombs during the route too. She would have it. So for him, the child was good that way. For the child was about both. So he's fancy. He's famous. He's committed to do the story on the tips before you. Shout out to the man. So much right. Fine. What about a melon? A melon, a cantaloupe? And it's the pits in the inside of a cantaloupe. So, the choir, you know, what's about to eliminate the pits? No choice. There's no other way to serve eating it. It's like a peel. So, we're in Shabbos, go to the new heaven. Samur, that's the Santak. These modified these as well. I love when I used to talk to my maker. I don't publish Hebrew, so they're not to open candles and shots. It's only open before Shabbos, so they pack it away.
Well,
how is it? What? You're not going to market it, there's no way to get it.
Well,
see.
What happened to the old,
no. What's the
No. Give a guy a splash, an eighth of the candle, and quickly fit your head.
It's not done, they also get into tornado. So therefore, all depends on what's coming up. Alright. Go down and deal with them. I mean, no. It's not a lot of people. You know, these criteria. Go down and deal with them. Now, what about a case where you have fruits and dirt? The Mishnah are about fruit men. You shouldn't put grain into wheat, into water, so that the pebbles sink and the chaff rise. That's considered Mishnah Boris. Now the Mishnah Brewer seems to equate putting the fruits into water with pouring water over the fruit. It doesn't make any difference. Put the Shavuot to come out of the power of bad news. You can't wash an apple or a peach on Shabbat.
Absolutely will not, no matter what, in any condition, have the skin of the chicken,
10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Good question. Well, it has to be that way. Otherwise, how do you have it? That's the name of the
office.
That's one of them. No. If you're going to say, whenever multiple like something.
But no, the most important thing is that you didn't want to be better. I mean, still you have to run from the problem of what people have done with anything.
Right.
You know,
right.
Still, then you say, oh, most people say they want to be better. Doesn't matter if somebody will take your company to figure out. Most people will bet that something else. They're all concerned about the ones
that want to be better. I don't know if it's so. What's the why of it in the first place? Why are the companies that bring the anonymous of people and carry?
Well, it's just because of the amount of money that they're talking about. Right. What about the...
Ah, maybe I'll get out of it. Okay, could be. That part was too much fun, but the whole effort, the part was only to mid-effort, but the name in him is because But the only effort is that these stories are considered insignificant. Puzzle. The two must have been in him, they can't say one is better than the other. Why is it so important? What? Yeah, it's better of it. But the important for a very important case, if someone's out in a place with somebody else, what is Shmir Shabbat about vegetables and vegetable soup? Could you separate them in the ground and some people are going to go to the right vegetables and vegetable soup together? You know. So if someone's out there's no answer, whatever. No answer. They both feel how good it is. Vegetables are good, vegetable soup is good. They both function in the energy, each one of them is important in its own right. And then like Shnei they also come through it. And then neither one is bundled to the other. So neither one is bundled to the other, so therefore it's an easier to borrow it. And the riot comes down and says, this is your riot, Shnei Mene Elfa. Who thinks that riot? I was wondering, what about, there's a whole fight in Shiva that was 2 years ago. What about vegetables and the water which they cook? Not vegetables. Vegetables and the water which is cooked. Now, in a case with the orange juice with a little piece of pulp, some people don't like, or wine with a little bit of smarrie, some people don't like. But then you can say, partly of the pulp or the vinegar is secondary. But, right, in the case of the vegetable soup, I'm assuming it's not a down with life, there's no way either is possible. They're both, and the intrinsic importance. Here, the strange situation. The water is not the seed. No, the water is not the seed for cooking. Not the seed for the yeast, you know, the yeast. So should we say that the water is secondary? And therefore, since some people can have some water, you take a few out of school. There's two kinds of schools. Some have all and all. There's a flat school and a plain school. You only have a plain school. So you have to eat it. Take a plain school. You pour it. So you think we'll swim in the plain a little bit. No big deal. But you know, it is not so terrible. The people like, they don't want the place to get wet. That's the main potato. It's the place to get wet. If you like, you just slide it through. Right? So maybe you do it on the ground that the water, cooking water, is considered secondary. And therefore, you should be because it's also going to get wet about it. And you can also remember this. Even though you want to separate it, so we should say it's butcher, but we say no. So here we see the water cannot be considered secondary to the vegetable. After all, the water is actually more than the vegetable quantity, if it's a large quantity, it's not as unnoticeable as the pulp or the sediment are. This is my shot. I wasn't sure what it did in the
network.
But that's sort of both of the bottom. This is the shot I have. And I was very concerned. There's a big fine volume about this from many years ago. In the cafeteria at Shabbos, they were using these platter spoons. So one of the elder rabbis, the Shaito, made a whole school. What's going on? They had butter there. There was a whole discussion. I think they stopped using it. I don't know. Everyone knows it's in Shabbos? No. Okay. So there was a whole fight about 2 years ago. I think they converted to regular schools, I think. Later, I saw a bunch of children about it. And it was Muslim. Water was up. So he says, well, if you take off the majority of the water and leave a little bit, it's Muslim. Why? Because you find a president's relationship to come up. The Gemara says if you have sediments, you'll have to pour up the top half of the sea and leave the bottom. That's the Gemara. Put the bottom half in there. Well, why is it standing over here? I thought the comparison was way off. Why? Because over there, the top is being sediment, pure sea. There's no tea leaves. This is poured out of the sediment. There's never a terumus at all. Here, the terumus is everywhere. There you go, terumus. So I don't see what the Russian passage is. I don't see the comparison between the sea. So you just pour up the top there and then set up at the bottom. Top doesn't add any sediment. Here, what do you want to do? Want to pour off the water from the vegetable. But the water that's been mixed together, everything else mixed it. So I don't understand how much comparison at all. I thought it was a nice thing. Question of whether it's considered mid-air-hut, or considered top-hell. Whether it's considered the water top-hell to the vegetables, as we would consider the pulp and the sediment, the top-hell, the juice and the wine, respectively. Or do we say no? It means we can treat like vegetables too. I don't know. Mitzvah, and also the Bahakel, the fire of lunch make, we don't understand how much food. I mean, I would make a fire out of the cafeteria, but I feel like that's better to avoid it. I mean, there's bagel or not, I'm not sure what's in it. Very common. I think people are bagel, I think. I don't know what's the problem. People are looking for the problem. That's kind of a thing. No, for all. That's the challenge. Which one is it? Is it before? Is it also some soul, soul, soul? My photos are loaded. What is the mitzvarer? Is the mitzvarer how much is in your hand? Or the mitzvah to pull down. The fundamental of hope, this is about Tanya against Kri Megadim.
The amazing, most fundamental question in the world, which is ultimate? No one knows the difference.